Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand and I am delighted to have a guest with me for this week's podcast. And she is someone who I have met through a group that we both belong to, which is the Women's Prosperity Network. And her name is Laura J.K. Beers, otherwise known as the Motivational Medium. As you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see her lovely branding there, which is awesome. Laura is an international motivational speaker, author, national psychic medium, certified spiritual coach, and ordained minister, as if she doesn't have enough to do. I love it. And she offers motivational lectures to businesses and events that want to see a unique point of view to help themselves be better, more productive, and feel more authentic, which is one of the things that this podcast is all about, is about being authentic. So first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage, Laura. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, well, welcome. And I really do. I love the branding. And it's like, I saw that today and I was like, oh, shoot, I got to do that now. So in the future, you may see that. Well, first off, I wanted to ask you, because you do a lot of different things, but I'm curious to know, how did you get started as a coach and speaker, especially the certified spiritual coach? That intrigued me. I was like, I don't think I've seen anyone with that credential yet. So I was curious to know how that all came about for you.
Well, I was starting to get more customers and clients, and they were asking me about things about life, business, things that I just have always done. And I decided that, you know, it would be better if I had some credential behind me. And so I did an online program with the Mount Roses in California. The name of the program went right out of my head as soon as you asked me.
Of course, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
It'll come back later.
It's on my website.
Okay.
But at any rate, so I loved their program because it was intensive and it was for all different kinds of learners. So you not only had written work, but you had video work. You had a variety of different techniques for different learners, which is really important for people that are doing business to make sure that they target different types of people in the ways that they learn. Because if you are only talking to 25% of your audience, you're losing 75%. So that was, I really got a lot out of it, not even just in how they did their program, but also, you know, all of the materials. That was wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was more holistically geared. So that was wonderful for me. And the speaking and the coaching more on the national and international way has been just building. The more clients that it's been word of mouth, actually, and more podcasts. I've been doing a lot of podcasts, so that's been really helpful in getting me out there.
Well, awesome.
Can help more people.
That's right. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Now, I know in meeting you and also going over some new doing my research about you, one of the things you I think talk about is being unique. So why is it important to be your unique you?
That is everything. It really is everything. There's nobody else that is as special and unique as you are. And so that's the best thing that you could possibly bring to your life, to your relationships, and especially to your business. Mm. There's no competition when you're your unique self. Mm. And I love that. When I talk with spirit on the other side, or my higher power, or whatever your belief is, because I'm open to everyone's. What I hear is that it is about connecting in with our inner self and listening. Everyone has a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And is that decision you're going to make, does that feel good? And if it doesn't, that's bells going off that you need to listen to, right? It's your gut saying, wait a minute. And then when it's right, oh, it's like you went home. It's like you just know it's the right thing. And everything just falls into place. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to come back to being that unique self, that be okay with just who you are, and you'll be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many people that they try to maybe copy somebody else out there because they're successful. And certainly you can copy certain strategies perhaps, but you can't copy their essence. You can't like necessarily, you know, send out an email that is exactly the same. You're just replacing their program with yours, because people are going to notice, especially then when they start talking to you in person, that you don't sound that way. So everybody, I believe, is going to resonate with a certain person. And then there's going to be people who aren't going to resonate with you, and that's okay too. So it's, yeah, I'm 100% in alignment with you that we've got to be able to respect ourselves and just trust that we can show up fully as who we are, and that's okay.
Absolutely. That's it exactly. And that was what I said earlier about there's no competition.
Right.
There really isn't.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you want to compete against yourself, but that's
exactly.
That doesn't work very well. Yeah. Now, I know that you are also an author, and I'm in the process of writing a book, so I love talking to authors who have gone there, been there, done that already. So your book is called Empowered Spirituality Unboxed. An interesting title. So what is that all about?
It is so exciting. It is about empowering people on their own spiritual journey by getting to look at the experiences and the mistakes and the stories of my life. It's about discovering your beliefs and the ways that you look at things, and then seeing how you can shift that and how you can change it by looking at it from a different perspective. I compare in my book a lot of my box collection. A lot of the titles of my book have different things. That's the unboxed part of the title.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
It has to do with my box collection. And there's beautiful boxes that I collect, little trinket jewelry boxes that are in the book, smaller than a bread box. My trip to France, the inside matters most. Gift boxes, do the box step. They're different titles from the chapters. So a lot of them all have to do with boxes, and there's beautiful boxes, pictures in there. So
very cool. Fun. I like that. That's nice that you have like a theme, overriding theme for it. So too. So is that something that people can buy like on Amazon or something? Or
sure, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll have to find the link for that and put it in the show notes. So if anybody's interested in it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you also talk about that it's important to be able to align your beliefs with your relationships and business. And so why is it important for us to do that?
Because if people see, like you were talking about, you know, copying someone else's ideas, you know, you can learn from other people. They've already done the work. Right. So no sense reinventing that wheel. But you have to put your uniqueness, your own stamp on it. And it has to be authentic, and it has to show your passion. If it doesn't, people know that. They intuit it. They don't know why they know, but they'll know, I just don't like that person, or it just doesn't feel right. And they can't even say why. You know, they didn't have any bad experience or anything, but they just know that. And so you always want to come through, as I said earlier, in your relationships, in your business, in everything that you do, as being upfront, being authentic, being your unique self. And I will tell you, the reason that a lot of people don't do that is because they're afraid of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah, that's true. And well, let me ask you then about that. So if you have like a client who comes to you and you can sense maybe that they're, that's what their issue is, how do you help them, or what can you say to them to, you know, reassure them that it's okay to be vulnerable?
Well, a lot of times, first you just have to kind of reflect it back to them so they can see that that's actually even the problem. That's usually right off the bat, the first thing. They don't see themselves objectively. They're so intertwined in the emotions and their ego and all of the their peers telling them what they should do and their belief systems. So it's refreshing to have someone objective, like myself as a coach, to reflect back to them what's actually happening. And it's always up to them to get it and to make sure that they're willing to step up to the level that's comfortable for them. And it's a process. The more you step up and out, the more comfortable you become.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've learned that just certainly from my arc from being where I started when I first started my own business 10 years ago, not wanting to, I was a very shy person, so didn't want to, like, you know, talk in public, and then realized that, except doing presentations, you've probably learned this as a speaker, that the more you talk to people and you let people in and see what you are an expert in, then number one, it's easier to get clients, and it also, you get more comfortable in your own skin, and it can be easier. And now I love doing this. I love even doing video and talking to people like yourself. So that's awesome. If there was one piece of advice that you could give someone, and related to, you know, especially maybe about authenticity and things, what would you say to them?
Well, it kind of coattails on what you just said. You don't expect these changes to happen overnight. It took us a long time to get to where we're at now. Yeah. So, you know, becoming just even aware of something is really important. And then once you become aware of it, you catch it. You catch that belief, I don't, or that thing you're saying. I always use the saying, you know, you hear someone say, you know, in their conversation, or like, it's like this, it's like that. So you want to hear yourself catch those things. As you catch them, it may be after you said it, and then it'll be while you're saying it, and then it'll be before you say it. And it's the process. So it's just accepting that it's practice. It has to become a new habit, and it's not going to happen overnight, to be gentle with yourself.
That's important. Yes, definitely be gentle with yourself. And I do notice, I mean, in different things that I've done, that I can start, I will, I've done exactly that. I've like caught it, like maybe right after, and going, oh no, I didn't want to do that. Or, and then starting to, when you can get ahead of it, it's so much nicer.
It is so much nicer.
Yeah. So how can our listeners and viewers get in touch with you if they want to learn a little bit more about you and the work that you do with clients?
TheMotivationalMedium.com is a great place. It'll take you right to my website. If they're interested to get my free gift, which is an e-page on the top 5 signs that Spirit is contacting you, because it's really interesting. That's free if they sign up, themotivationalmedium.com/TMM. And that will get them there. Also, if they want to see more about my book, themotivationalmedium.com/book.
Okay, awesome.
Be
Well,
great. Thank you.
yeah, absolutely. And I'll have those links in the show notes for you as well. So yeah, it's been great having you here and being able to learn a little bit more about you too. Yeah, I think I'm going to go check on your website too and learn a little bit more, because the stuff, it's what I'm interested in. And so I always like talking with people who are of like mind. So I appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And always, when we can engage in life and actually be present in it and be authentically in it, then you're truly living, and you're living a great life. And so that's, you know, the goal.
Absolutely. Yes, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And for all of you listening out there, just as a reminder to make sure that you can leave us a review and subscribe and to the podcast, so you won't miss any more episodes and you'll be able to hear our next great interview when we have someone on. And always, I just encourage you, just like Laura just said, is the purpose of this show is to help you to go out there and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.